Mission Chats with John Crow.
This is the final part of my conversation with Michelle Phoenix, and this time we touch on what missions is from her perspective and experience, as well as how people can get involved in it, and she also shares some insights into the award-winning books that she's written. So I hope you enjoy the listen.
Well, another thing I always ask my guests is how you would define or describe missions from your experience. And of course, you know, there's formal and theological answers to that, which sometimes get. Other times it might be something completely different. So I'd love to hear how you would respond to that.
I love missions. I love being a missionary, even though that's becoming an old-fashioned term
right.
for it. I love that there are people in this world who feel called to and commit to a sometimes harder life than they would have were they to stay home and have a traditional career. I also feel that mission is too narrowly defined. I feel like doctors and teachers and plumbers and scientists are all missionaries as well. Sure. So I almost feel like we need to be categorizing it as everyday missionaries in their local environment and foreign missionaries.
Yeah.
But the role of each of those categories is equally important to shine the light wherever we are, right?
Yeah.
I also have seen the underbelly of the missionary experience in part because of what I do and in part because of what my life has been.
Right.
And I think we need to be really careful of elevating or idolizing ministry above all other callings,
right.
especially when that other calling might be parenting children and paying attention to children and spouse over doing the work that we feel called to.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wrote a book several years ago that was published by Tyndale called Of Stillness and Storm that looks at the underbelly of missions. What can go wrong when our priorities get so skewed that we lose track of what our primary responsibility is? The story of a missionary family that ends up in Nepal with a son and just the family trauma that results when there aren't guardrails, when the intensity of the call becomes so overwhelming that people lose track of all else.
Yeah.
So I have seen that side of ministry too, which is why I think it's so important for missions to preventatively address some of the issues that could come up so that when they happen, missionaries recognize them and have common vocabulary for them. It's why I love doing pre-field orientations with the missions that employ me for that. So I would define missions as shining God's light wherever you are. And I would define foreign missions as getting on a plane with your light and bringing it there instead. And there is no greater value to that. There have been cases where I've seen individuals, I think, embrace the notion that the only life of true significance is one devoted to foreign work for God. And the life of significance is a life in which you're in a relationship with Jesus, whatever form that takes as far as your employment goes. So I want to demystify the word a little
bit. Yeah, for sure. I appreciate it.
Because we get to walk across the platform in the churches and the elementary teachers don't. And I think they're just as worthy of walking across that platform as I am.
Yeah, that's a great word and so true. All right, so you shared a little bit about one of your books, but I know you're an award-winning author with several books. I think they're all fiction, but I think some of them, like you just shared about that one, sort of help explain and tell a story that brings insight into some of the things that people face. What are your other books about?
Yeah, they're all out there. They're all available wherever in your libraries can get them in. I did 2 with Tyndale and 3 with Thomas Nelson, which is the HarperCollins division. So 2 of them are World War II books because I grew up in Europe, lived in France and Germany. I could not get that bug.
Right.
The first one actually happens in that little town where I grew up north of Paris, which I wanted to write a book to kind of honor my castle. I call it my castle.
Right.
Even though I don't own it. And I discovered doing research that there's actually a really sordid piece of Nazi history that happened in that village where I grew up. There was a baby factory they founded there. So it's a mystery around that. My latest book is also World War II. It's about a veteran who disappears after World War II and his daughter, who is a breast cancer survivor. That's me, who goes back to France to try and figure out what happened to her father after he disappeared. He came back to the States, but then disappeared afterwards. The Of Stillness and Storm is in Nepal. I like to say that I write destination novels. So
okay.
you get the different places.
Right.
In Broken Places happens actually in the foothills of the Black Forest in Germany. A woman who inherits a 3-year-old daughter and has to go back into her past in order to raise her daughter in a way that she was not raised. And then The Space Between Words, which might be my favorite, begins with a terrorist attack in Paris, actually. An American woman who survives that goes antiquing in southern France by force. Her friend makes her do it after the attack, and she finds a notebook that belonged to a Huguenot woman back in the 17th century and becomes fixated on figuring out what happened to this Huguenot family that was under persecution during Louis XIV's reign in France. Okay. And that journey takes them through France into England, and it's just full of fun travel and really quirky and fun characters, too.
Yeah. They all sound fascinating. So if any of our listeners would love to check those out, I'm sure they can find that on your website as well. And
they can. And I do Zoom conversations with book clubs. So if their book club wants to do one of the books, I can Zoom in. And
very cool. Oh, that's great. Now, you've mentioned, having faced cancer 3 times, and I'm just thinking of someone who may be a missionary themselves or, somehow connected in the mission worlds and are facing that, horrible thing as well. Is there any words from your experience that you'd want to share with someone who may be in that same kind of situation?
Yeah, and I don't want this to sound like a marketing campaign, but just about a year ago, I released a small book called Flecks of Gold that has some photography in it from around the world, but it chronicles my journey through cancer and what I've learned about God in the process and the questions that don't have answers when going through cancer. So anybody can reach me through my website, and I'm happy to send those out. I think what I would say to somebody who is in the throes of either diagnosis or treatment is a line from Be Still My Soul, which is to He Faithful Will Remain. There's so much we don't understand. There's so much I didn't understand. Why me? Why twice? Why? And I just had to keep going back to He Faithful Will Remain. There's a wall behind me in my office that nobody can see because this is audio, but I just ordered a big decal that says He Faithful Will Remain to put on that wall. Because I think that's the one thing that got me through. And what I would say to people who are not sick is we don't know when our lives are going to turn upside down. And discovering, exploring, being in relationship with Jesus today, not when cancer or something like that strikes. Today is when we shore up our faith to such a degree that we can trust Jesus in the middle of the storms.
Amen. Good word. Thank you. Appreciate that. Then lastly, I always love to hear your encouragement for those considering missions, trying to think, specific to what we've talked about. I think often missionaries can think the mission field is, an amazing adventure and going to be all very positive, of course, as you've shared, your story and working with MKs and others. It definitely isn't all the time. But how would you encourage someone who's maybe just starting that journey, trying to figure out how they can be involved in missions?
I wrote down a few points, but I'll preface that by saying MKs have the unique ability to hold at the same time the wonderful and the hard. So it's not like these things happened to me in the course of being an MK, therefore it was a bad experience. Right. No, these wonderful things happened to me too. And somehow there's a French expression, je sais pas sur quel pied danser, I don't know what foot to dance on.
Okay.
MKs can have 1 foot on planet happy, 1 foot on planet hard, and somehow hold both at the same time. So my encouragement to people who are considering missionary service is based on the harder aspects of it. But I want to reiterate that their children will thank them for the rest of their lives that they got to grow up in the world of missions, even though part of it might be difficult. Yeah. So real quick, make sure that you, I've said this before, display faith as relationship, not as a career. Calling doesn't have to be lifelong. I have seen missionary families feel like they have to stay because they went out as career missionaries and now this has happened. It can be a season. It's okay for your calling to feel lifelong when you start it and end up not being lifelong. As much as possible, live as a family according to God's benevolent instructions, not according to shoulds. The instructions God gives us are for our well-being and the well-being of the people around us. Shoulds say either you do this or you're done. So make sure that that's kind of our focus. Remember that your children are learning about who God is by watching you. Learn to say yes to God and no to man. That's a hard won in missions. You might be labeled as being not a team player. That's happened to me when I've said no, or not willing to go all the way to exhaustion. Saying no and setting boundaries is actually a beautiful example to set for children who grow up in ministry as well. And finally, two more, make sure your family knows that they are your highest calling, because the messaging that says, oh, they don't care about you as much as they care about that potluck, because that messaging is unspoken, in order to counteract it, we need to be spoken and we need to be proven. So speak the words, you are more important to me, and then show your children that they're more important. And finally, I'm going to put my MK Advocate hat on. And this is an article I wrote in the last year. It is okay to leave the field for the sake of your child. If you have tried to help that child and it has not worked and that child is dying on the vine, it is okay. It honors God to leave the field for the sake of that one child. Even if the other two or three are doing fine, it is okay to leave the field for him or for her.
I love it. Yeah. Great encouragement. So thank you so much. Michelle, as we kind of wrap this one up, I don't know if there's anything else, you know, you want to share with those who are listening.
I'm guessing people who are listening are worried about what's going to come out of my mouth next. All the oversharing. Please don't open another door for her to overshare. I'm grateful to be able to speak about these things in kind of this open format. Obviously, I have a lot to say, but I just invite people to think, to be thoughtful about how they consider missionary families and their children, and to check out some of the resources on my website for more information on how to care for them well.
Yeah. And that's at michellephoenix.com. And I will have that in the show notes as well. So you can just click through, and sounds like a ton of resource there. So please do that if you're a missionary parent or MKs too. Definitely some great resources there. So Michelle, thank you so much for making time to have this chat. I'm excited to be able to share this with my little audience, and hopefully it'll be shared on to others who I'm sure will be blessed. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your interest in Mission Chats and for making the time to listen to this episode. If you haven't seen, I have many more on my website and on most podcasting platforms. So please enjoy other episodes with other guests. That said, I'll have a new guest here on the next episode, so I hope you'll tune back in then.
Find us online at missionchats.com.